Today, we'll invite you for a walk through the delightful perfumed garden by Sheikh Nafwazi. Here, you'll find out sundry positions for lovemaking that can bring a new, wonderful perfume to your sexual life. Then, we have some ideas for couples, a new erotic game which you are sure to enjoy. We'll continue by inviting you to practice a simple meditation for the expansion and contraction of energy. Towards the end of today's podcast, we shall perform a meditation with the theme, The State of Enthusiasm. Stay tuned, together with our yogi hosts, Valentino and Amaris.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Amaris. Sundry Positions for Lovemaking, Part 1. Text from The Perfumed Garden by Sheikh Nafwazi. The ways of lovemaking are numerous and variable, and now is the time to make known to you the different usual positions. According to your wish, you can choose the position you like best, provided, of course, that coition takes place in the spot destined for it, that is, in the vulva. The first manner. Make the woman lie upon her back with her thighs raised. Then, getting between her legs, introduce your member into her. Pressing your toes to the ground, you can rummage her in a convenient, measured way. This is a good position for a man with a long verge. The second manner. If your member is a short one, let the woman lie on her back. Lift her legs into the air so that her right leg be near her right ear and the left one near her left ear. And in this posture, with her buttocks lifted up, her vulva will project forward. Then put in your member. The third manner. Let the woman stretch herself upon the ground and place yourself between her thighs. Then, putting one of her legs upon your shoulder and the other under your arm near the armpit, get into her. The fourth manner. Let her lie down and put her legs on your shoulders. In this position, your member will just face her vulva, which must not touch the ground, and then introduce your member. The fifth manner. Let her lie down on her side. Then lie yourself down by her on your side, and getting between her thighs, put your member into her vagina. But beware that sidelong coition predisposes to rheumatic pains and sciatica. The sixth manner. Make her get down on her knees and elbows, as if kneeling in prayer. In this position, the vulva is projected backwards. You can then attack her from that side and put your member into her. The seventh manner. Place the woman on her side and squat between her thighs, with one of her legs on your shoulder and the other between your thighs, while she remains lying on her side. Then you enter her vagina and make her move by drawing her towards your chest by means of your hands, with which you hold her embraced. The eighth manner. Let her stretch herself upon the ground, on her back, with her legs crossed. Then mount her like a cavalier on horseback, being on your knees while her legs are placed under her thighs, and put your member into her vagina. The ninth manner. Place the woman so that she leans with her front, or if you prefer it, her back, upon a moderate elevation, with her feet set upon the ground. Thus, she offers her vulva for the introduction of your member. The tenth manner. Place the woman near a low divan, the back of which she can take hold of with her hands. Then, getting under her, lift her legs to the height of your navel, and let her clasp you with her legs on each side of your body. In this position, plant your verge into her, seizing with your hands the back of the divan. When you begin the action, your movements must respond to those of the woman. the 11th manner. Let her lie upon her back on the ground with a cushion under her posterior. Then, getting between her legs and letting her place the sole of her right foot against the sole of her left foot, introduce your member. A new erotic game. Masters and Johnson, the famous American specialist in sexology, implemented a sexual training program for their patients. This program is a pattern of learning how to make love in a delicious way. Let's take a look at the parts of this training. Let's awaken the pleasure. We come to you with a new game, whose name is Let's Awaken the Pleasure. You will play it with your lover by easily striking, rubbing, caressing, and massaging every centimeter of your lover's body. The first rule of the game? Do not start with the genitalia. Do not make love as a preparation for this game. The two lovers should enjoy the sensations and the sublime feelings offered by these touches alone. The prohibition regarding lovemaking has a very important psychological effect that consists in inducing a state of relaxation in both lovers. Thus, the possibility of the appearance of inner inhibitions and fears is much diminished. At this phase of relaxation, each lover can enjoy these first steps of the erotic sexual game by finding the other's erogenous zones. Take things easy is perhaps an approximate translation of these ideas concerning the awakening of erotic pleasure. Explain to your lover that you'll end by making love with him or her, but only after his or her entire body will be thrilled with pleasure, yearning for more of the exquisite erotic pleasure you're offering. Probably in the beginning your lover won't understand what you mean, and he or she may want to reach more quickly proper intercourse. But you must not give in. Soon she or he will understand that your motive has a deeper meaning. In the therapeutic version of the pleasure awakening game, the two lovers are encouraged to indicate to one another some touches that make them experience this game in a very passionate way. With a little patience and practice, each lover will draw in mind veritable erotic maps of the other's body, and each of them will know the right moment for caressing or massaging the genital organs of his or her lover. Steps to the infinite. During foreplay, you are often tempted to massage and to stimulate the genital organs more than the rest of the body. The other parts of the body must also be included in this game. It is also possible to obtain a spontaneous orgasm even in this phase, before the proper lovemaking begins. This situation is possible because of the delicious intimacy that is generated by mutual confidence and by the fact that each of them knows what the other likes most. Total abnegation is also an essential condition for achieving an erotic relaxation with your lover. And at last you will deeply want to make love. Reaching this point, in the above-mentioned way, and using all the methods of pleasure awakening, you will attain maximal sexual arousal. If you continue to practice these techniques, even during lovemaking, you will quickly reach the most dreamy orgasm, named by experienced people a dilation in the infinite. The beauty of this method consists in the fact that if you feel tense at a certain moment, you can always take a step back to retry the game. In the woman's case, if she doesn't reach the culminating moment despite all the pleasures offered by her lover, it is recommended that she use a vibrator. In certain situations, the more intense stimulation offered by a vibrator is exactly what a woman needs to cross the barrier that she would not have been able to cross in any other way. What is less known is the fact that the man can also feel intense pleasure by stimulating his woman with a vibrator, feeling her thrills of pleasure through the magical act of empathy.
This is Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I am your host, Valentino. Simple meditation for the expansion and contraction of energy. The expansion stage. Lie on a bed or on the floor for a minimum of 10 minutes. close your eyes and firmly and clearly visualize the growth of your energetic body. Make it grow more and more, perceiving the beneficial cosmic energy that allows its growth. Continue to expand your aura until you reach the ceiling of your room or the sky above, in case you are outdoors. Get used to this sensation gradually. Perform this exercise for 2 or 3 days in a row before clearly beginning to notice its effects, a vitalizing, euphoric sensation, as well as a state of inner peace. Next, visualize your aura growing even more, beyond the room. Thus, your aura may become as large as the place you live in. Expand your aura even more, as much as you can. Limits do not exist. You may even feel your aura is as big as your town, or the whole planet, or even the solar system. Expand your aura until you feel you have the whole universe inside you. Perform this expansion technique for 7 days, and then repeat it in a reversed fashion for another 7 days. The contraction stage. Lie in bed or on the floor, just as mentioned before. Perceive your body and then begin the contraction stage as follows. Imagine your body becoming small until it is the size of an atom, and furthermore, until this atom ends up dissolving into something unique and eternal that resides within you. At the end of the 7 days of practicing this technique, you will realize that you can become so small from a subtle point of view that you almost cannot locate yourself. Through these experiences, you will also realize, through the expansion stage, that you can become as infinite as the universe, and through the contraction stage, that you can become as small and invisible as an atom. Therefore, perform these exercises for several days in a row, just as previously described. After just 10 to 15 minutes of daily practice for 2 weeks, you will perceive a variety of beneficial effects, such as a state of inner harmony, plentitude, happiness, balance, and in the advanced stages, the practitioner may even attain samadhi.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, the state of enthusiasm. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect. The state of enthusiasm. Let us begin.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for now. Thanks for joining us, and see you next time.